Podcast on air. We're coming in with Calamity's music. The call number... No. What music are we coming in with? Your music, yeah. Cool. But the call number is still 844-967-2789. Yes, 9. But we're here with Dr. Baran, and we're going to kind of continue our interview that we had been doing before. But you, Brennan, you're also a West High graduate, right?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, you, what year? That's 2021, but 20, or 2020.
No, 2021.
2021, yeah. Cool.
Last year's class.
Did you walk?
I did not, no. Uh-huh. I just graduated early and slept through the ceremony, probably. Sorry about
Well,
that,
you know, no, you were done. You were done. Makes sense.
What are you going to do? Do you think, like, the first kind of thing that you're going to do when you retire?
Mm-hmm. I'm deeply committed to sleeping past 5:15 in the morning, deeply mm-hmm. committed to that. So that's, unfortunately, a habit of 29 years. So my friends say I'll learn. I'm looking forward to that. I think I want to just, you know, last couple of years have been hard. Really, really hard. And I'm going to take a gap year.
Nice.
Right. I'm not going to, you know, it's, I've got a lot of energy and I'm super healthy and I have a lot of passion, but I have no idea what I want to be when I grow up now. So, I just want to take some time and find out who I am now. And I know that I don't want to, lead a giant high school anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's time for somebody else to take that over. And, I've been, honored to, you know, to be a part of West, but, you know, even Muhammad Ali put down his gloves after a while, and I'm just getting ready
mm-hmm.
to not have to worry about everybody else all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think your retirement quote would be?
What a great question! You know, I have a phrase I use all the time: "Stop the madness," because I see people doing crazy things, and I just like slow down, slow, slow, slow. So it might be stop the madness or stopping the madness.
Mm-hmm.
A little more active.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you have a senior quote?
I did not, no.
Can I tell you my favorite senior quote?
Yeah.
We're shoveling out all the stuff that's in the basement, all the little kitty, you know, corners and
mm-hmm.
closets where people have just stashed stuff for decades and decades. Like, we just unearthed a box of student records where the kids were born in 1874.
Wow.
Oh.
Whoa, you know, and like what they got suspended for talking back to the teacher. You're like, wow, it's a different era. You know, in the 70s, we found things smoking cigarettes. Like, oh my God. But one of the quotes was from a 2019 yearbook. I just happened to open up and read the senior quote. And the young lady's quote was, oh my God, that's Dr. Baran? I was like, okay, I'm not very tall. It's true. But as mm-hmm. I don't know, I thought that was pretty, whatever she meant, I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see our yearbook and our senior quote.
What is your senior quote?
You'll find out at the end.
Oh, tease. Oh, at the end of this show?
Yeah.
Well, all right then.
Cool. So I know that you... I know that there's also been a lot of protests, so I wanted to kind of discuss about, like, as a principal, how you kind of support protests and also how you deal with that.
I think the first thing is I 100% believe in First Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's our First Amendment rights that allow us to respectfully protest and speak our hearts in truth is what... what has made us and gives us the potential of keeping us a great nation. So, you want to go to the Capitol and protest?
Mm-hmm.
I will help you do it in a safe way. I'll help you work with the police. I'll help you work with your teachers if that's what you need to do. And mm-hmm. You can secure your parents' permission to do it. Then I'm 100% behind it. And I feel the same way for my teachers, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes causes are so great. So let's talk about, you know, climate justice here.
Yeah.
If we don't do something if all of us don't do something and not sit around and wait for somebody else to do it. So it's like, Noemi, with this project, you're doing something about it. You're raising awareness. You're securing employment for people so they can start working in the climate justice field. There's entrepreneurship that you're supporting in climate justice. There's people can begin to realize that they can earn a living doing this work. It's exciting and it's important, but it cannot wait.
Yeah, for sure. And I think you also see that in a school environment too. You see, you know, that's the application of education in a way, is the advocacy.
Yes. When we start thinking about climate justice at West, though, it's a little hard. I spent a lot of time in the cafeteria holding up the wall. Like for 5 years at lunch, I held up that wall. And I don't know what the wall's going to do without me next year. But anyways, and I'd see all this food being wasted. And I'd see, like, there's a recycling can, there's a regular can, and everybody just totally ignoring it. And I just think there's such an opportunity for, as a community at West, for us to do a much better job about respecting our environment. We talk about having a carbon neutral footprint, and that's true. And we do have solar panels, and we do have geothermal heating and cooling. But we waste so much.
We do, yeah.
And it's a choice people make every day to waste or not waste. And that's on us. That's not anybody else. That's not our parents' generation or my generation. It's on the individual kid making a choice every day whether or not, you know, they're going to recycle, whether or not they're going to take food they don't need, et cetera.
Do you know if the recycling actually does get recycled?
If they can recycle it, they do recycle, but all it takes is, you know, all it takes is an apple in a blue bin and that blue bin is ruined.
Right.
Or, you know, somebody tosses a water bottle in or some, you know, I guess a water bottle is recycled, but,
depends on where you're.
Right. But, I would say a fraction of the potential.
Yeah. How do you think we can go about changing that?
You know, if we go and we look at what little kindergartners are doing at some of our elementary schools, feeding in, they sort their waste, they recycle. I don't understand why high school kids can't when they make, you know, 5 and 6 year olds do it.
Right.
So I say that we just need to build a system and there has to be the institutional will to do it and it can be done.
What is something that I know that we've been kind of talking about, like, the roles that different people have. How would you see your role, like, as a delegator, as a connector, as a...
Sure. My big role is distributing power and leadership. I have no... so it's weird. When you're a high school principal, you have all this power. You run all this money. You're in charge of all these people. And it only works if you distribute the leadership and help people run this and do that. Because if you try to hold it all in on yourself, you will crash and burn. So I think my big skill is building systems, organizing and empowering people to run those systems and organize them in the ways that best meet the needs of the kids and their teams and the adults that work on those teams. So it's really project management.
Yeah.
It's what you say you're good at, you know? We'll see. I never thought I would be a principal. I was a reading teacher. And before that, I was a stand-up comic, which is how I know about being on stage and the and the release beforehand. But unfortunately, it wasn't funny. Crush.
Not either.
Oh, it's a crushing, you know, you think you're so clever. And then after a while, you're like, In comedy, the club owner is standing at the back and he's waiting for a belly laugh every 15 seconds because that means people are buying drinks.
Yeah.
Right. And that's how you get rehired. It is cutthroat, baby. Cutthroat. And I'm really glad I did it. There's nothing like having that kind of an entrepreneurial activity. But then after a while, I was just tired of being on the road all the time. Yeah. Good training for being a principal, though.
How so?
I'm funny as a principal. I wasn't funny as a stand-up comic. So, you know, different skill sets, right?
That's true, yeah.
That's right. Bad dancer.
True.
Funny principal.
There we go.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. You need all the skills to be a principal.
You got to have them all, baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. How do you see our project moving forward? I know that you won't necessarily be there, and I won't either. But
no, but, you know, we have... We certainly have set up the possibility for the mm-hmm. project to go forward under different leadership.
Yeah.
So I know that you have some juniors that are on the team that
sophomores
mm-hmm. that certainly will step up. I've talked to the new principal about the project and
oh, wonderful! Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Uh huh. And I've also worked with the people downtown to make sure that the budget, if it can't be if it can't be extended, then at least we can spend the funds on things that students can use now and over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really hope all of that happens. But I'm excited about the innovation. I'm excited about kids being paid to do this kind of internship. I'm excited about the school and volunteer collaboration, you know, with retired members of the university and different people in the community helping our students, doing all this. Evan working with is it Charlie Wu?
Chris
Wu, right?
Well,
right.
Evan's working with our apprentices behind the stage
Right here now today. Oh yeah, no, I was thinking about the
we meet too many people.
The university and the soils guy.
Oh yeah, Wes and Fred and Mike.
Fred. That's
and
the
Fred
guy.
Was here not too long ago too. So he was
star. He's a star.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We have great people working. It's very difficult. I don't know. For me, I'm going to UW-Madison, and it's going to be really difficult to kind of like delegate and let that go. Do you think you're gonna check in back at West, try to see if that wall is gonna fall or not?
Not for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm very excited about the construction projects that are going on in the school and the new pool and mm-hmm. you know, all the great things that are happening there. Construction starts June 10th, right after we all leave. Yeah,
Quick turnaround.
It's happening. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited about that, and I know I want to come back and see that. But I think I need to move on to the next phase of my life, whatever that might be.
Mm-hmm.
So that wall in the cafeteria is just going to have to hold itself up, maybe.
We'll see what happens, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's happening outside of West right now? Like,
if you go to West right now, you will see that the... practice field has been filled with gravel and dump trucks and mm-hmm. loaders and dumpsters. Mm-hmm. Right. So right after the school ends, they're going to tear down the monument company and they're going to start excavating for the pool.
Wow.
It's just very, very exciting. And it's going to be... it's going to be a thrill for the students to come and see the classes change and grow.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of great things coming up. And our finale is coming up. And here's my senior quote. And that's the sauce.